The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
931 BC. Better late than never. How y'all doing? It's summertime. It's official. The nights are short, the days are long. It's weird, we do got some open mics now. Still not any good crowds. There's still some open mics. And now you get there, it's daylight out. Comedy in the daylight. Feels odd. It's weird. I'm trying to think. I guess just because we didn't do comedy last summer. I was going to say, it seems like we haven't done... It's just been a long time since I've done comedy in the daylight. But we're suffering through it. We're slogging uphill. I know a couple of us are dreading? I don't know what the words are. The point being is it's stressful getting back at it. But we're doing it. We're telling the jokes. Pittsburgh is waking up slowly. God willing, we'll have crowds soon enough. And we'll be able to tell our jokes to new people. Woo! I wonder if they're going to have vaccination cards. That would only be for travel anyway, right? People, Americans don't give a fuck. To hell with all that shit anyway. You know what I mean? What's going on? Summer's good. Summer's great. Let's have fun. What did you do this week? This week, I sweated a lot. So we had, I don't know if I went over. One of my customers, because I repair houses and stuff, had a three-story apartment building that the kitchen stack, the sewer for the kitchen, the drain for whole three stories needed to be replaced. Oh, and there was a mess in the bottom. See, what happened was there was a clog somewhere in the basement, I would guess. I mean, I didn't take it apart. The plumbers did. I just took apart the building so they could do that. But regardless, the top two floors of the building would use their sink. No big deal. Doing dishes, whatever. The bottom story, they're out of town for, I don't know, like, I think, honestly, they said one of them's having surgery. So not only are they having a bad run of luck with their health, but while they were out of town, the two apartments above them were actually just draining all of their kitchen water into this other person's apartment. Because the clog was below there. So it would just overflow their sink with this. Boy, did it stink. I mean, I was throwing up in my mouth. Anyway, the point being, we got the plumbers in there. I tore out three stories of apartment, one stud cavity, I guess. I don't know. Patched them up and had to walk up and down a ton of stairs this week. Summer, summer, summertime. It's good, though. You know what? If I wasn't forced to do that for work, I probably wouldn't do it. I have a real hard time exercising. Do you guys feel like, I mean, exercising is such a waste of time. I wish I could, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, obviously, we get why you exercise. Not a waste of time. But, like, wouldn't it be nice if you were accomplishing something? You know what I mean? But you're just lifting and putting the weight's right where it was when you started. Ugh. Yeah, so anyway. I should probably work out more. Let's get down to today's episode. All right, today we have a non-sponsor. On the show, we have Skywalker, Kaylee Horton, and Blake Scala. Now, me and Skywalker drive Dodge Grand Caravans. And I think I've plugged Dodge Grand Caravans before. And they're a hell of a fine product, so they deserve it again. And this time, I figured I'd give you a little dinner party facts. Now, the Dodge Caravan is actually the first minivan, I believe. mean, it's possible Japanese had something. But regardless, Lee Iacocca and Chrysler got like a Honda chassis, I think, and made the first Dodge Caravan. Like in 80-something? What do I got? 1983. Also in 1990, they made a turbocharged version, which was cool. And to this day, the Dodge Grand Caravan, the one who started it, probably still the best. Honda Odyssey, pretty close. It's a pretty good one. But the Dodge Grand Caravan will do 0 to 60 in 7.2 seconds. That's pretty good. It's a minivan, guys. So Lee Iacocca, there you go. He did design the Mustang, so it makes sense. They want his vans to be cool. I don't know, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't give a fuck about tradition. I don't know. Anyway, Dodge Grand Caravans, stow and go seating. If you got to get a minivan, well, I suggest a Dodge Caravan. Okay, moving on. Today's segment. Pretty banger of an episode. You guys are really going to like it. Get right into it. Kaylee Horton, Blake Scala, and Skywalker. It's a very summer selection of drinks that we have. This Pittsburgh... So, what the hell? What do you call it? What's the second? Say the second word on that bottle.
Limoncello, right?
Cello. Is that what it is?
I think so.
English.
Not even that. I just like work at a restaurant and I hear these at the bar sometimes. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, yeah. So we got the Pittsburgh Limoncello.
Thank you.
Then we've got this truly assorted hard seltzer teas.
Teas, interesting.
So strawberry, raspberry.
We're all going to get stomach cramps.
Lemon.
We're not all 40s, guys.
Everybody's going to get stomach cramps.
Booyah, Grandma. I think everything's coming
Ooh,
in.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm still playing.
Oh, that's strong.
Yep. Is it?
Is it good?
Yeah. I mean, it's strong to just drink on its own. I feel like it's meant to be like in drinks.
Yeah, maybe you should mix it with a Truly.
Yeah, maybe a Truly.
I thought that was gonna
you got
sour.
Raspberry? I'm taking raspberry right out of the gate.
Right, raspberry right out of the gate.
Such like, a good fruit
you
to pick.
You don't look happy.
It's a good berry.
I'm not a fan.
You want a strawberry? Or there's high life in here, too, if you want
to. Cranberry is a great berry.
Love cranberry.
Love cranberry.
Favorite drink? Cranberry vodka.
Do you want any of this stuff?
Yes, please. Can I have one?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Oh, my gosh. And I'm
look at this.
And it tastes like dog is what you guys are all saying.
Dude, I need a paper towel. It came out of here.
I don't think it's bad. It's just strong to like sip on its own.
Oh, right above your head.
Yeah, there it is. Oh.
I know your
work. Good eyes.
I know your workspace better than you.
Well, I got a little bit of everything for something. You know what I mean?
I feel you. You like those keys?
Yeah, I love them.
Those keys? What?
I just don't have fingernails, so I use keys and shit
gotcha.
To prop it.
To open up the
Why
can?
Are you such a nail biter?
I didn't bite my nails for like a year and a half. Well, like a year during the pandemic from like March to like February because I didn't have anything to make me anxious.
Oh,
uh-huh.
And then this happened with my family and they just all went to fuck.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, they're bad. It's bad. It's a bad, it's bad habit.
They'll let you back in. Once somebody dies and like, you go to the funeral, you're back in.
Yeah, I guess. It's one of those, like, why do I even want to be in, though? Like,
is it an Italian family house?
No, Christian. Super, not even like
super
Catholic.
Confused people.
Like, just yeah. Like, needlessly Christian.
Yeah, I always want to cut and run on my family and they don't need money. I still love you guys.
Yeah, right. Mom, Dad. Yeah. You're young. You can still do that. It's a real shame at my age if you have to move back in with your parents. But it does happen.
I haven't moved back yet.
It's a lot. It's pretty common, actually, now.
I moved down when I was 15. I never went back.
15?
Really?
Yeah.
That's young. Yeah, did you like emancipate school? Yourself or you just said, fuck it?
Yeah, so the deal was, all right, so out.
Ooh, that is strong.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Boy.
Oh, yeah. It's got some kick.
There's good a reason they only make it in Pittsburgh. Strong. They ain't buying it anywhere else.
King Fly Spirits.
See, like a vodka lemonade, that'd be a nice little.
I'll drink anything
you're
that's
right,
got
you're right.
to mix.
Yeah,
anything that's got a you know like a pissed off 9-to-5er's handwriting on it, I'm drinking. Mm-hmm. That has a very angry number 4.
That
right
is
now.
Yeah. Swill. It came in a fancy bottle, but some dude's making that in their garage in Pittsburgh, and it is not that good. It's classic bathtub wine.
I don't know. I think it's good, dude. We were watching a show where they were making toilet hooch.
Oh, buddy.
What? Like, yeah. in prison?
In jail? In prison, yeah. In jail, even in county jails. Atlanta's the big one for the toilet hooch.
Huh. Did they distribute it? Like, can we get our hands
on it? Oh, they all, no. Sally, the Sally Sharon.
That would be great. Yeah, that'd be a great selling point. Made in prison.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's the one where they, do you ever see where they ferment the grape juice and the ciders and the vinegars in the closet, and they got to keep burping the bottle. If they don't, it explodes. Do you ever see that? They
make
like
the
wine. Isn't that most wines though? You have to like do certain things, otherwise they will explode.
Yeah, I think it's wine in a closet or something like that.
I'm not. Why do people do that? Like, you can buy wine if you're in jail. I get it. You know, but if you're just
kids, aren't as clever as we were. We could talk adults into getting us, or a local crackhead, and you know. Four bottles of Mad Dog 2020.
Or there was some kid who was
Mad Dog.
And we'll give you $5. Right.
Or one of your buddies was getting beat up by his dad anyway, so why not steal his booze?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like, oh, if I take his booze, he'll kick my ass. He's going to kick your ass anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's on all that booze.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever do like the vodka water trick? I didn't, but my friends
did. What is that?
They would just drink the vodka and then fill it up with water so it looked full.
I tried to do wine,
your parents
grape
would
juice.
Mark it or whatever.
That didn't work.
If my mother would find out, it slit throats.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We had a
but you do it a couple times before they notice. We just do a little bit, you know.
We had a babysitter who
Jesus.
They had like a trailer house next to a regular house, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the grandparents lived in the trailer house, and they had the shitty old house. And we'd go into the grandparents' house and we would steal their liquor, and they had a whole bar, and he would fill them with water and mark them all the time. And I don't think they ever caught on because there's a lot of liquors and they're old people. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It happens.
You have unobservant parents. It's perfect. But
we were better off too.
Very drunk parents. Works every time.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I ever drank it. I know the babysitter. It was basically, we were supposed to be babysitted by this girl and she didn't want to have anything to do with it. So basically her younger brother ended up babysitting us.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would just take us over to his grandparents where he would drink. But it was probably better off that way anyway, because
you got an eye on those kids.
Well, their house is pretty gross. Like, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But the grandparents' house was kind of nice. Well, comparatively, anyway. They had, like, I remember you could drag your hand across the carpet and fleas would pop out.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
It's like, you're not allowed to wear white socks over there.
It was summertime. We were outside anyway, so didn't spend a lot of time in the house.
Do you see how fast he drank that?
Oh my God.
You do nothing in moderation.
It's
like, I have a problem. I'm regressing as a comedian, podcaster. I am thriving as a drunk. And,
your tolerance is through the roof. Your laughs are at an all time low.
They really are.
Well, you know, you keep this up, you might have more open mics than you meet. You ever been to the meetings? You ever get a 30 day coin?
What are we
the
talking?
AA meetings? That's an open mic all day for drunks.
No, I've never.
Yeah, it's true.
I bet you would.
I need to do something
day.
Like that. I have no inspiration for material anymore. Like, I don't care about anything enough.
Do you
to,
ever
like,
just
talk
sit down and write?
Anymore.
What's your writing style?
I have no method anymore.
That's the best method.
I have heard of comics who would go to AA. Well, they were actually in AA.
I would love if they were.
But they were like, yes, I get to stand up and talk, you know? Like, it was like an extra 5 minutes every day.
This guy's life's fucked up. He shook a baby.
I don't know if that would be the room for certain jokes, though. You know what I mean? It's very somber.
Yeah, I don't know
type
what
environment.
Have you ever been to an AA meeting?
Well, most of the mics we've been going to post-pandemic are
real,
pretty
dude.
Somber, you know? These people look
Scarf's
so
Scarf's had some good ones.
I love Scarf.
They've been lively lately.
Barkway's still going.
I mean, AA meeting is just like going to the bar, except there's no booze.
That new kid
Same
started
people.
That
Yeah,
one
but everybody's talking
D.
about their trauma. I feel like it could go either way. It could be like a really great set, or it could be really rough, depending on what trauma everybody's dealing with.
I don't think you can get up there like doing hand motions and act outs and stuff.
Yeah,
I think
if I do my pussy jokes, I don't know that they're going to go over well.
It's got to be a little bit more of a first-person narrative.
Yeah,
I
if
think.
You got that alcoholic material, though, absolutely.
That's true. That's right. You can tell those stories.
I like it because it feels like you're, without the window, you're at a burlesque show. Like, you know what I mean? Because you're in that corner
you
like that.
You just feel dirty.
And it's like, where's the pole? They do karaoke and comedy.
There's no windows in AA meetings?
No, AA meetings are all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh.
They can be anywhere. They can be in a church. They can be in a barbershop. They can be in a...
They just put you in a cave. This
you can
is
follow
where...
the garbage truck
There was
around.
One in an old bar at the town where I was from.
Like That's
the,
funny.
The bar was called The Zoo, and they just never took the signs down and everything. It was just basically an old bar.
That actively sold alcohol?
No.
Oh, it was like closed. And that would be great.
But you're still sitting in a bar. I mean, it looks there's a bar, and everyone's at it. You know what I mean? So it was just fun.
When I was younger, I went to a fucking youth group that was happening at the same time as the AA meeting at the church. Uh-huh. So we would get done afterwards and just be like playing tag and on the merry-go-round with all these drunks. It was great.
That's awesome.
Just like kids playing.
Like, don't drink this all.
Like, no, go ahead and drink all of it. Like I said,
can you imagine? You're busted.
That's such a good descriptive word. Swilled.
I at least want to get on stage. Or my, want to get on stage tonight.
My cousins had no homemade wine at their wedding, and it was real bad. Ooh. There was plenty left over.
That is rough.
It was free, and no one was drinking
How
it.
Long did you let this sit? About a week.
Refrigerated?
Well, we needed to use the bathtub.
I marinated the steaks in it. Don't eat those steaks. It's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. We had to use the bathtub, so we can only marinate so long. You know what I mean?
He's bathing in it. Yeah.
Blake, we're definitely gonna watch your drinking. I bought. So
I don't know.
I got you a drink.
You seem to have it under control.
Got it. Drinking,
so last Friday you crushed Parkway, and I was like, let's get him a drink. Right?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I did. I thought I bombed. I've been listening to my recording
every set. Though you're like,
I told you, you gotta listen.
5 out of 10.
Yeah. You're the real Eeyore around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I'll do better next time.
So I get him a drink, and Jackie's like, she's like, Sky got you a drink. He's like, thank you. Like you prayed to her. And then I seen the drink in your hand for about a half a second. It was gone.
I drink for a purpose. I don't enjoy them, really. I just
You're trying to get to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. I respect it. That's how your comedy feels.
What
too.
Are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Exactly, getting to the end.
Exactly.
What does that mean? Oh, God. Let's roast my comedy, guys.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, there's a thing.
Okay. Dude, they told me you can't drive because you're epileptic. Is that true?
I have Tourette's. I'm not epileptic. Wait, I have had some seizures, though.
Like, wait, I'm starting to remember. I also that's have what a little bit of amnesia, too. So it's
So I felt bad. I was telling my buddy, I was like, I texted this guy. I was like, just get your license. He's epileptic. He's not allowed to drive.
What he's a not epileptic. Move. He's a
you could, though, right? You just.
She's not I've crashed too many times.
Yeah.
None that insurance know about.
But you just like yank the wheel while you're driving or what?
Yeah, pretty much. There's been a lot of close calls, a lot of spin outs.
If it's the way you're rolling those, you're rolling those.
I've had a couple hit and runs too that aren't on the books.
They usually aren't.
I was notoriously known for having a Rubik's Cube quarter panel because I would take out mirrors in my truck like you wouldn't believe because I would be so wasted trying to drive down busy streets and all you would hear down the street is knock, 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 knock.
Well, the Pittsburgh streets are narrow.
Dude, I'd have like 40 different colors of white on that car. You know, white and blue, white. Yeah. They start to mix. It looks like a Bob Ross palette.
I used to just crash my dad's car and come home and be like, I don't know what happened. Oh, who Jesus knows? Anything. I parked it. I came back and it was like
it's like
it'd be like, Blake, all the shit in the cup holders is on the floor. Everything's all over the place. You obviously hit something. I have no idea. I like ripped the panel off the bottom of the car or something, like that skirt underneath the door. I ripped the whole fucking thing off.
Oh, yeah.
I've told this story on the podcast.
That might be the story you cut off. That's the story that got cut out.
It
doesn't really matter, but
I was just talking to you. I watched a ramp fly off of a maintenance vehicle. So it's the ramps that they pull the lawnmowers off of. So it was like a lawn.
Oh, like aluminum, sort of,
like those aluminum
loading
ramps.
Ramp. Okay.
And we were flying down 28, which is just a nightmare every year. Right. No time of day is good time of day. And this thing flies out early morning traffic. This lady drives. She's like, yeah, I'm going to crush that thing. You know, she's got a lot of confidence. She hits this thing.
She probably never saw it.
Flattens her tire.
Oh yeah.
Takes off the front bumper clip and I was talking to you. Remember, it punctured the oil pan, and I knew this because it just black magma hit
gross.
The ground. And I went, that car's dead.
Yeah, that's.
And she's still. She had to have been about 80 years old. Still got that thing onto the berm of the road.
Well, good for her.
Wow.
During busy morning rush hour.
Didn't
traffic.
Spin out. Just kept driving. Until she got to shoulder it.
Pittsburgh gangster grandmas, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Running over shit on the highway is never good. There's this one, and I know this is, no one is going to know what I'm talking about, but regardless, there's this one fucking intersection, and in the middle of the night, it goes from a two-lane road to a one-lane road, and it's abrupt, and there aren't any signs, and there's no reflectors.
Where's this at?
It's on the Northern River on the, in, I don't know. The point is I've hit that and dented the rim of my van twice and had to have it go.
Driving scary as fuck.
That is the worst.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Because you're going to hear
like
it.
I thought
about going out
back.
And painting it like by myself, just buying yellow paint and like painting.
Pink. So there's a guy up where we live. Any horrible spot on the road, he just lays pink spray paint on that area. Mm. You cannot miss it.
I saw a pothole the other day that had a milk crate in it, and only like 2 inches of the milk crate was like above the top of the pothole. I was like, great.
See, in my day, those were basketball hoops.
Yeah.
So we would immediately be out there trying to steal that and nail it to a telephone pole.
We had a basketball hoop. That was probably one of the more uppity things we had. It was like their Christmas gift, I think, one year. We got a basketball hoop nailed to the side of the garage. We're still playing on
privilege
like...
Privilege right
on, yeah. There's still black dirt underneath it, you know what I mean? You're dribbling on black dirt, so it's a little odd, but whatever. What color is the dirt out here? I guess it's all black, isn't it?
Not really. This is a Pennsylvania clay, so it's like... It's like rock. It's like reddish, brownish.
It used to be super red, right?
Yeah.
Like before, you know.
There's a ton.
Yeah, I
was
used to be like
here, too.
Jet black when I was a little kid, but not anymore.
Mm. It's before, you know what? What happened?
Farming.
Was there some?
Well, I don't know about here. But
Pennsylvania big slavery, event. And they just like tobaccoed out.
Nice.
Yeah. So kind of leached it of
they
all its
nutrients. They grew tobacco out here?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more south, but I think.
Doesn't seem like there's anywhere
the Poconos
farmable.
Was for the longest time a supreme ski destination.
Dude, I drove through the Poconos and it's pretty cool, except for it's like all washed up. You know what I mean? It's like, man, if I could have been here in 1948, I would have been like,
that's a prime example of slumlords ruining the tourist area. You know, I mean, tourist area.
I don't know.
They ruined it. So basically it turned into a bunch of guys buying all the properties, renting them out to a bunch of idiots, and they don't manage properties. We've been to some Airbnbs up there.
I don't know. Horrible. Something had to go south. Poconos just turned into like white trash somehow, and now it's not like... It doesn't seem fancy because it's all fucking... It's white trash.
You used to be able to read about like 5 to 6 lynx attack a year in the Poconos.
Lynx?
Yeah.
Like
lynx.
The
L-Y-N-X?
Like the fucking cat?
They used to fucking... Oh, yeah. They used to... And they get super hungry. They get super aggressive, bro.
Most things do.
But they've eaten all the tourists.
All of them.
Are they what?
No, they haven't.
I was like, are they large? I thought they were tiny.
A lynx averages about, 70 pounds?
I have no idea what a lynx is. Max? I mean, it's a cat. It's got ears.
Big pointy ears, no tails, big snow paws, and a hell of a temper.
People always say that they see...
You could probably wrestle one of those.
I don't know.
I just picture you grabbing
it are
by
big.
Both paws.
How big is it?
Swinging
they look like mini...
You know?
Oh, yeah. I'd say that's...
What's what?
It looks like 20
almost
pounds.
Like a cougar, kind of
20 30 pounds.
No, they look bigger.
Oh, bigger
than
that.
Yeah, I see this.
Yeah, that's a big
that's
one.
Probably a big one, but yeah.
All right, so what's the average weight and size other than pitchers?
I'm gonna say 38 pounds.
I'm gonna say 50 to 70 pounds.
There's a lot of fur on that.
I know 60. A lot about predatory animals.
I obsess over predators.
It depends on what kind. They can be anywhere from like probably like 30 to 60.
All right, what's the most underrated predator?
My brain doesn't
most
move
underrated
fast
predator.
For this shit. You're like, how do we get on Big Cat? What the fuck's happening? When did this happen?
Pass me the Cicello, the lemon Cicello. What do
you know
call
when we start talking about fucking
Chilo?
Limoncello.
Cello.
Like the instrument.
Okay. We're talking about most underrated predator, dude. You got to think of something that's a predator that's underrated.
Jared
like...
Fogel.
He walks away from the table with a microphone drop. Gotta grab the vaporizer.
Oh, yeah. I would have grabbed it for
well,
you.
Well, that's a good direction. I think we're
so good. Most underrated. There's so
many. I was
many.
Thinking hippos on a real note, though.
Ooh, yeah, that's
no,
true.
They're mean.
They're dangerous
but
as hell.
But they're notoriously known in Africa as the most dangerous animal. So that doesn't count. Yeah,
I'm going to go mosquito.
No.
Mosquitoes are killing
mosquitoes
a lot
aren't,
of people.
But they're not in the predator category.
You don't think so?
No.
But they're...
Yeah, they're like a parasite, right?
But they're drinking... Mm-hmm. That's true. I guess a parasite... How come a parasite's not a predator? Just because they don't kill?
Because they didn't...
Is that the definition of predator?
Because it's not the definition of
in
predator.
That case,
it's the title
in
of
that
predator.
Case, Jared Fogel didn't do anything wrong if he got a kill.
I agree.
Free Jared.
He's not a predator. He's a parasite.
Look.
He was just succubusing off those women.
What's going on with the podcat, dude?
He's the pioneer.
What's he doing?
He's chilling.
He's chilling like a villain, dude. Oh, you're saying he's most underrated predator?
Delta
that guy doesn't kill anything. He barely catches flies.
Most underrated predator. I don't know. Are we talking people, animals? Because
I think we've entered either realm. Either at this realm. Point.
I'm going animals.
Nine iron.
You've already taken the cake. That was
That's true. Yeah. We should have retired it after
we
that.
Should've. We should have. Yeah,
then it's done.
Then it's done. Oh my God.
Dude, how about Jared? Jared has still. I miss Jared so much, but he still has not.
Helfer
has. His hair is getting out of control.
Oh, buddy. He's looking like a real mountain man.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yes, he is.
I'm waiting for him to start saying, you know, the lower 48. Something like that. If he ends up on Alaska turn into a Canadian? Wild. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that show, The Alaska Wild, or whatever it is?
I had a buddy who went to Alaska, and he just thought he was going to, like, just, like, camp out there. And he's like, I'll live off the land.
I'm going to do it like that movie.
No, but apparently...
He died in the movie.
He got in with this fishing crew, and they took him out into the middle of the ocean, mm-hmm. and they were going to, like, sell his fucking organs to the Russians.
Shut up. Oh, that's awesome.
I swear to God, dude. And he, like, jumped out of this boat, and he swam.
You're full of shit.
No.
I swear to God.
This is a novel.
This is the fucking... No.
He jumped out of the,
no,
into
but
the ocean
dude,
by Alaska.
He went back to Alaska. Then he fucking he took his name was James Fogle. He was really good at guitar. Okay. He was a real dude. But
I better
no.
Not
he
see
like
him
flew
in
back
now.
To Oregon or something, and now he's just like real kind of.
These were American
what
sailors.
What time of year did he do this? Because that
what, did I just say his name
frigid.
Was Jared Fogle?
No,
he said
James
Fogle.
Yeah. So this was
Fogarty.
This
James
was
something like
it was Ian.
It doesn't matter, really.
Ian Fogarty.
Okay.
No,
so,
but he just got, like, real paranoid and, like, agoraphobic.
I need a few things.
I
have some questions. I have some questions. Yeah. We have, first of all, is this an American crew of, like,
no.
This is, like, King Crab, Most Deadly Catch guys? Like, or just, like, a bunch of weird
like
Russian dudes?
Like, he went there
or?
And, like, built his own little, like, shell. Like, he didn't even have a tent. He was just,
so,
like,
so he really so did
he was
live
a,
off the
he was
land.
A vagrant.
Yeah, he was doing that for a while, and he found a fishing crew, and they were told him, yeah, you work with us, you'll have your own boat.
Were they
soon.
Americans?
And yeah.
Okay, and they're going to sell his organs to Russians?
Keep
that
in mind.
That was the story I heard.
Wow. People are nuts in
well,
Alaska.
I mean, you want to kill somebody, they try out to sea is where to do it.
Yeah, that's where the outlaws go, dude.
All right, pop quiz. Do you guys know the only fucking liquor hub in the world to evade prohibition is in Alaska?
What do you mean?
Is in Alaska.
Like,
so the,
like they
the,
sold all the way through?
All the way through. And no nobody would go there to tell them no.
Yeah, right.
So, and I know this because I watched that damn Wild Alaska with my wife last night. And it was, she's been watching it for, I don't know what she's into.
You ever met anybody who's from Alaska?
Yes, Nova
like their
Scotia
whole life?
Mainly. Nova Scotia to Alaska.
I worked
mainly.
With a really weird guy, Moon Furniture, who was from Alaska. And I met one other guy from Alaska, and he was also very
they're
weird.
They're fucking nuts.
They are, well, dude, it's a fucking interesting situation to be in. First of all, everyone's a dude. Yeah. And then you're up there, and there's like fucking moose crossing the street and shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, better wait for that. And then like in the fall, you're like, okay, bears aren't hungry. And in the spring, you're like, oh, fuck, the bears are hungry.
I feel like it's like the Australia
long?
Of America.
Yeah,
it's
it really
the
is.
Wild
it is
west.
The Australia of America,
right?
Except for it's cold. All right,
I
yes.
get
shit.
I get you. Question.
What?
How far do you think your boy was out to sea before he's like, absolutely fucking not. I'd rather die in the water. And jumped off that fucking boat.
How did he
and swam
know?
The shore.
How did when I like if you're
trust
if,
me 1 mile
are they
out
making
to sea
fun of him?
Is feels like 10
well,
fucking
he,
years.
I assume he thinks he's fishing, and then all of a sudden they're like talking to some Russian dudes, and they're like pointing at his organs.
they're like circling shit.
Yeah, it's like you mind pulling up your shirt
Sharpie-ing
and then like making
torso.
Like dash lines with like scissors. And he's like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
This they're just silly.
This is kind of
that's
weird.
My boys.
We are going to give you a tattoo. This doesn't feel right. I don't like
it. It's like writes $30,000 like next to his liver.
Well, he it's rubles.
Fucked up the anesthesia. He woke up fucking mid-operation.
It's a very interesting situation.
I thought you guys were
how the hell did things unfold?
No, because my other friend Cameron, he was about to go up to Alaska to like live with his.
What is the draw of this? I don't understand.
We were fucking homeless in Portland, and no one had a future, and everyone's just like, "What the fuck? Do I guess I'm going to fucking Alaska."
Well, what are you getting so upset about? You came to Pittsburgh and you're surviving. You got.
Oh yeah, I'm fine.
So,
but,
oh nobody.
But my buddy Cameron, he was going to go up there, and then he ended up not doing it because he was like, "Yeah, this guy." I guess.
Where's Cameron?
He's like, dude, my organs are too
he's
valuable.
Actually, he was from Pennsylvania. So he's somewhere in PA now.
How come you haven't reached out?
Cowdersport or something. I saw him at
Cowdersport?
Yeah, that's a fuck. Real place.
I know. Stupid city names. Cowdersport.
What do you want to call it? Just get a...
Anything.
Cowdersport. Get out of here. I'm on my break.
I'm trying to think if there are any cool names for small city. There's Beaver. Beaver was right next to us, which is kind of fun.
Beaver is not right next to us.
No. You... We, when I grew up.
Everybody has a beaver.
Everybody's got a beaver. And that's why this show also goes out to them Boone County boys.
Beaver, New York.
There is.
There's a Beaver, New York. Yeah. Yep. Upstate. Up Beaver. Yep. Everybody's got a beaver. Hey, Beaver was very important at one point.
Yeah.
So if there were beavers around, you wanted to let people know.
Yeah.
That'd be like calling yourself Jackpot or Gold or something like that.
That was just where all the brothels were. They called it Beaver.
Damn Beaver Town up here.
They hunt pelts and then use the money to buy pelts. Yeah. So
isn't Beaver Tail? Like,
never mind. It's a circle. It's a full circle.
That's called capitalism.
Pelts used to be like that's how people got wealthy.
That's the thing about Alaska is all that stuff is good and you can pan for gold in Alaska still. You don't need a license to do it. I don't think.
Yeah, but you're not gonna make any fucking money. But the panning problem is. For gold. You gotta like.
That was Blake's idea. No, Blake's friend.
He was like, I'm going to pan for gold and if that doesn't work, sell them.
Generally speaking, there's 9 months of winter. So when you're fucking inside 9 months, dude. You better have.
That's not everywhere in Alaska, though, is it?
Pretty much.
Why the fuck do people live there?
I don't know.
I think they do it because they want to have a cool life story. That's the only reason they do it. They went on a cool.
Move to New York. It's more eventful.
Nah, like, not really. It's just a different kind of eventful. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It feels like you get to travel around the world and you're in one city. That's how New York is.
Well, maybe so, man. But in Alaska, you could die tomorrow.
Yes, this is true. This is true. Like,
you could die in New York.
Yeah, New York's a great place. I'm moving to Chicago. That's all I'm looking forward to.
That's true. Have you guys seen a lot of the homeless footage is off the chain nowadays. After the pandemic, dude, the footage, everybody's getting out of their houses and they're filming the homeless. The homeless aren't used to having all these people watching because they've been out in the streets for a year by themselves.
I miss it, dude.
I don't know. They're fighting. They're fighting and shitting. It was
such a great... I need to get back out there.
Dude, I'm not lying. I think I would love to be homeless for a little while. For a little while.
There was this dude that was
like... I don't think
like,
you would know how to be homeless.
I think I would definitely know. I'd know how to be homeless. I would be the best.
What do you mean?
I would be the best homeless guy. I'd be that homeless guy.
This is mansplaining at a different level.
You have so much free time. It's unbelievable.
It doesn't matter.
You're just like sitting around.
I saw an Instagram video the other day. A guy had two family-sized tents adjacent to each other with a 100-foot tarp between them that made a garage where he parked his car. And he had a driveway made out of sheets of plywood he had found. So he
That's
would literally
not homeless.
He was homeless, but he had like a homeless palace with a garage with a.
Listen, dude, that's upper echelon city camping.
They have like a tent city.
He was living
in
the streets and he had off street parking.
It's so cool. It's like a tent city. They have an entrance. You go in there, you check in.
See, yeah, that's not.
Like, they have like a desk.
Stop gatekeeping homelessness, Sky. You are not the arbiter of what means.
You don't get to tell them how to look. All right.
No.
There was this guy. I mean, I assume he was homeless.
Having
who
a
knows?
Place to stay.
That was like
so
begging out in the street.
Is not homeless.
Cheesing the whole time. Like and I assume that's a great way to get money.
Yeah,
I think people want to give it to a happy
sure
person.
So
time.
Bet it is.
And then as soon I like didn't. I usually give people stuff. I didn't give money this time. And he walked over just fucking mean mug.
Oh.
And I was like, this guy got it. Like he's. I want to give him more money next time I see him. Like he's. That's what, like, he hacked the system. So
how bad is Portland? Tell me about Tent City. Because you lived there? Or were you there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Have you not listened to my fucking... And it was the crux of my
How many months were you
entire
homeless?
Act.
How many months were you homeless?
Yeah, did you miss that
whole year? Did you go through a winter?
See, the thing is I don't really... Like, I assume that most people talk a little shit up there.
So you did go through a winter.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
He missed it. What do you mean?
They would just hang out at Powell's, like the bookstore or whatever. Mm-hmm. They had like a little
homeless
place you could fucking sit. It was pretty much. It was like a lobby for people to like get coffee and shit and just sit and use their laptops. Yeah, but it's taken over by homeless people. They run the city over there. It's great. They were the beginning of
for
the
them,
whole.
It's awesome, dude. They're like, get the fuck out the woo. We got clout.
We started off, dude.
Awesome.
Me and my friends started off all the big protest riot type shit out there.
Really?
Not me. I mean, I mostly
Change
watched.
Your fucking
but,
name. Don't air this.
What are you talking about? Not when they made Chaz or whatever.
No, it was you didn't make that. Chaz. It was before that.
This
is like
Al Gore said he invented the internet.
I'm talking the initial Trump just got elected riots.
You started that shit?
My friends did. I mostly watched. But like I remember getting flash banged and all that.
There's your nicotine.
Huge face offs with the cops. I had a friend who fucking threw a Molotov cocktail into Target.
Nice.
And now he's in prison for years.
Wow. Hell yeah. Dude.
Listen,
dude, free room and board from
the
streets.
They're un-American.
Wow. Fuck living
Target.
The dream.
Yeah. I see. I'm okay with that.
Two hot
Target.
Three hot
they won't even let fucking the Santa who rings the bell for the Salvation Army hang out there. They take
at
no
Target?
Donations.
They don't do that.
They refuse to donate to any type of veteran cause. Or
whatever. Okay. Wait.
Fuck Target.
Speaking of donating to causes, okay. So you know this trend. I don't know if you've seen it. You go places and they say, "Would you like to round up?
Yes.
To a dollar to donate to this charity?"
Mm-hmm.
And we all do it. Whatever. And it's fine. And it's great. The money does get there. But you know what you're actually doing is helping that company evade taxes. Because they take your money and then they claim it as a charitable donation on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're paying the taxes essentially for that company.
There were some other companies that similarly, like, you know how like around Christmas time they'll be like, do you want to donate a dollar to this children's hospital?
That's right. Yep.
A lot of companies have already like pledged to donate a certain amount. So what you're doing is you're just paying back that company slowly for what they already donated.
Yeah.
So don't fucking do that if they're ever like a dollar for this. I don't know if that's every company,
fucking
but
Rite Aid
a lot
automatically
of them,
does it.
Yeah,
if you get a Rite Aid card, it just automatically rounds up to the nearest dollars.
Yeah, so if you just took your money and actually donated it to that charity, it would go to the charity. But instead, you're giving it to the company which already has
who
donated.
Who is already donating.
So if you would do it by yourself, they would get double donation.
Exactly.
I don't
whereas
like
if
that
you do it through the company, then we get one.
I bought a Clif Bar the other day. It was $2.19, and I go up there, and she says $3. I'm like, what? It's a Clif Bar. And she's like, well, you have a Rite Aid card, so it automatically rounds
what?
Up.
What?
I'm like, oh, I'm so happy I got the Rite Aid card.
What kind of logic
and I can
is
pay
that?
Fucking an extra
40%
on my
so
fucking...
You're a member, so we fuck you.
What the fuck? Yeah. Listen, bitch, this is my fucking meal for the day. What's your problem? $3.
For real. I got $48 in my bank. $12,000 on cryptocurrency.
You are wild because you're like poor, but like you're really not.
No, he's not poor.
You're killing it.
He's not poor.
No, I'm pretty poor.
He's digitally rich.
You're poor like all of us are poor.
He's
but like,
managing money, but that money isn't his to hold.
But listen, what is money at the end of the day anyway?
See what I'm saying? Like until you withdraw money, it is like it's not money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's doing it correctly. He's putting it away and not touching it because that's invested. But
yeah.
It's weird though because it's just fancy paper really and it has no real meaning. It just
intrinsic value in cash.
It's
right.
It's so weird how we do this. Like if you handed somebody gold, you would reciprocate that so much. Well, you're like,
right?
You get, like Scrooge McDuck.
It's scarcity. Scarcity determines value, which is why these cryptocurrencies are supposedly able to have value because they're
hit me.
Do you want a high life or another tea type?
High life. Yeah, I don't want no more malt liquor. Listen, we had a crazy lunch today, and he was like, "All right, we're gonna get another round of beers." I'm like, "Jesus Christ,
who is this guy?"
This is my coworker.
I'm gonna try to black out on stage tonight. I've never done that.
That's not a good idea. But I support you in your
art. Give it up for Blake. He ruined the audio equipment.
Did you ever try to black out?
No.
I've only blacked out one time, and I did it on purpose.
Like, you know, that's an interesting idea. I've never tried to black out.
I just want
to
see what blacking
out's
like. Yeah. And I just drank Jack Daniels, and
I've had to
up
be,
at
oh,
fucking
the
4 a.m.
I've had to be slowly reminded of what went on.
I don't, yeah.
But I always remember
mine happened
what went
six
on.
Shots.
Really?
I'll never, six shots. No. Mm-mm. Yeah, blacking out, fucking fun, dude. Puking up clear liquid on your mother's
it's
couch for 2 weeks.
It's not fun, though. It's not anything. It's like falling asleep.
What do you guys consider blacking out, though? Do you mean like don't remember anything?
I don't remember.
You can't even have your memory jogged. Correct?
No. You can't remember anything. You just remember the last moment of impact.
I'm talking like you wake up the next morning and don't remember like, who you are for a good 45 seconds.
Yeah. You're looking at people
that's
strange.
That's never happened.
You're reaching for a garbage can. Usually your pants are down around. Usually how it works is you're
oh, you know
on
what?
The
I did
toilet.
Black out kind of for like
you're either on the
an
toilet
hour.
Or hugging the toilet, the porcelain god moment.
Pretty much every morning now, it takes me a good 25 seconds to remember who I am and what city we're in. For real, dude.
One time in my 20s, two buddies of mine had adjacent apartments, and there was like a door that would you could open and the two apartments would now be joined. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So obviously parties happen there all the time.
Sure.
And it was underground. So like it was sound deadening with a business that was closed during the day above it. So just parties galore. So we used to go to their party all the time. And I would remember, I was drinking with the guy who lived there's younger brother, who was one of my best friends. And he had the theory that alcohol is all in your head. And that he can just drink. And he'd be like, no, because I can just not be drunk if I just...
That's a great theory. He just thinks it's all the placebo. Jesus.
So I was like, okay, well, I'll drink with you, but this is not going to work. Trevor. He's a pilot now. He's like a...
That seems like the type of guy you want piloting a plane in charge of your life. Certainly. He can just choose not to be drunk. He can drink all he wants.
He flies around
I'm
like
just going to choose not to fall asleep today.
But that's what he thought. So I drank with him, and I was like, but this isn't going to work, you know. And he had, I don't know, I wasn't like it. We were in our 20s.
Where is this at? In Iowa?
Yeah, in Boone, in Iowa.
Wait, what? How early 20s?
So you had...
Late 20s? Like, is he like 29 trying this shit?
No, we're talking younger, 23, yeah, maybe.
But still...
Maybe, but he hadn't drank a whole lot, and I'd started drinking when I was turned 21, really.
Yeah.
So I was okay at it. I'd been drank before, and I was like, "This is not going to work for you, Trevor." But I'll take the ride or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, I'll be here to watch this train wreck.
So we were just doing like shots on like because he was the kind of guy who didn't drink, so he was like analytical, and he's a pilot. And
what
stuff
a terrible fucking so drink like, if it doesn't get you drunk, like liquor, like taking shots of shit. Why would anybody?
So he
ever?
Had like a table, and we were drinking on a schedule, and then eventually he got super drunk and was like laying on the ground, and I was trying to figure it out, and then I don't remember anything, and that's the one time I might have blacked out.
Mm.
I time traveled because I woke up in the other guy's apartment wearing nothing but a towel.
Ooh.
And I was like, why am I that in this crazy. Other guy's apartment wearing nothing but a towel?
Because you just got raped,
dude. I have this friend in New York City. He has stories like that normally. I mean, he's like a gay dude in New York City, so they party. Whatever.
They do it
party
hard.
They party. Like, he parties, dude, particularly. He woke up one time.
Women are the anchor of the relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just got two rockets shooting for the moon.
he gives me stories like every couple weeks about this crazy shit. He said he was just like at a bar, like getting bottle service from these like old guys that like wanted him to hang out. And he's like, yeah, being gay, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he woke up like in the back of an alley and he was mugged. Everything was stolen from him. And he was like, I think I got raped.
Oh, yeah,
and we're like, Joe, go to a hospital. Like, da, da, da. Next week, he was like, woo, we're partying. I was like, oh, my God.
We're sitting on some other guy's dick and giving him AIDS.
Yes.
He's like, I think I got raped. Yes. You're like, you should go to the hospital. And you go, you don't get it. I think. I don't
remember. Yeah, yes.
I don't remember
it. Was
it.
That energy.
I don't remember it. So,
have
game
you ever
on.
Done that? You know have you mean? Ever just been like, I don't, on. I might have something right now, but I'm not going to go get tested.
He knows. You know, he has syphilis like three
I'm
times.
I'm just going to pretend.
No, he's my guy. He's like, I have syphilis, like, but he's in
I'm just going to wait and see if the next three people come and tell me that they have spots on their skin. I'm going to see. We'll see what happens.
They are wild in New York City.
We're talking shit. He ended up on like 15 wheels. You know what I mean? He's just rolling in money now. He's like, I'm gonna do this to the end of time.
Can you imagine that? I mean, if happening. You think you got raped, are you doing yourself a favor by finding out?
All right, so we heard your blackout.
It might
story,
be like though. For closure.
Yeah,
like if it. I mean, I would guess. Be traumatized by that. He has been traumatized enough in his life. Apparently, I don't know.
Yeah,
but like, I would want to know. I'd be like,
how much money would it take you to
rape someone
for money?
To rape. No.
To be raped? Is it rape?
At that point, it's not
what,
rape.
What is your prostitute price?
Of what? The I worst
know,
thing you can imagine?
No, to fuck someone
so
for money.
How
like
hot
a
is
woman?
The person you're fucking?
Yeah, like an attractive yeah. woman?
Or
like
an older whatever. Lady? Or a dude. What are your different
or
prices?
Yeah.
What,
a dude.
What's to your cross menu? The line.
And are they different the than blowjob?
To cross yeah. the line.
To listen. No amount of money is worth your integrity.
I completely disagree.
What if she was a Victoria's Secret model?
I would say
is it worth your integrity
talking
then?
Shit with fucking 40 crypto.
I would say,
you know what I mean?
Because any
say
amount of money, I already view it and
you're rolling in
1101011 because I'm invested in crypto, and I imagine that'll just blow up here soon.
The bull. He's riding it out, baby. He's right at that.
So if a dude asked me to blow him for $1,000, I'm
he
thinking
right,
that's
though.
At least $15,000.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? That's a good.
You can't say
good...
no amount too, because what if somebody offers you $500 million?
If I'm using both hands, right? Bro, I'm telling you right now,
That's an increase, okay? That's extra work.
If a dude offers me $15,000 to blow him, I'm going to take it.
Oh, my word.
I wouldn't do that, right?
So if a guy offers you $15,000 in your mind.
If you see the money,
do you
right
realize
there,
the signal you just put out you there? There's a, you know, boom, 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 boom.
I'm just saying, let's start a GoFundMe, guys. Let's start a GoFundMe.
I'm good.
Who's he going to blow?
I said
who's
I would.
Who's
yeah,
he
going
to blow? Oh, like, we got to figure out.
This
Jared.
Is, see,
if we get Jared on board, that's worth it.
Dude,
I don't think
we give Jared half the money. Yeah. We give Blake half the money.
No,
neither one.
No, we'll
that's at least
we'll
150 each.
15 each. We can raise $30,000 to watch
anything I, other.
Just
than
go to the gay community alone. They'd love to watch two straight guys figure it out. I think that'd be funny as hell. I think we just had two entirely separate conversations.
We sure did. I tried to back out. This cannot be good podcasting.
It's not the first time it's happened. It's not the first time.
No, that's pretty. I don't know. I don't like your method.
What method? Why?
I think it's gross.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gross.
He's
that's why
high
you're getting paid.
So he just converted $15,000, which you can blow in a day, into cryptocurrency, which he's never going to spend because he's going to die from blowing old men.
Sounds like he has a full life. I don't understand what the problem is.
Like I was saying about Alaska, you want to make memories, all right? Not money.
What if you test
make memories?
If you're
going to
blow
money.
Old men, you're not forgetting it.
The only way I would blow somebody is if they had tomorrow's paper today. That would be the only way I ever blew anybody.
So if a model, Victoria's Secret model, said I have $2 million for you if you have sex with me.
No.
You're lying.
No.
You're so full of shit.
Have you seen the new Victoria's Secret models?
I actually haven't, but I know that they're
oh, you gotta
not
look.
As...
You gotta look. Two of them might not be women. We're not sure.
You have to be,
yay!
You have to be 250 pounds in Victoria's Secret.
I don't care.
No, no. There's
thick women are beautiful, but
there's some
the
twigs in there, or some what do they call them?
No,
twigs.
I mean there. Here's
twinks.
The thing:
there's
there are
some
fat women slash men that are like proportionally built well. Do you know what I mean? Like that are like
for sure.
Sexy
for sure.
Yeah. But there are a lot that aren't too. So
I don't give a shit. Like you don't make Superman fat. Because it's a fantasy.
Sure.
We are having a fantasy. Sure. That's why they're called angels, because angels are like bigger than
reality. Yeah. No. I get what you mean. But in terms of like modeling in general, like when you're looking online at clothes, right?
Yeah.
So if I am pretty small. So typically like the model or whatever, I'm like, all right, she's like two sizes up. That's me or whatever. But if you're a big person, you would want.
Are they really that thin? Like you look normal.
I'm normal.
Saying.
I'm like a 2'4". They're like a 0".
Oh.
So, but what I'm saying is, like, that's kind of like, all right, I can kind of see how it fit on me. If I'm, if I have different whole, like.
Is that just for the camera?
And this is, because I'm a brilliant person, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why doesn't Victoria's Secret just sponsor a bunch of Instagram models? They could pick one of everything.
That's a great idea.
One of everything.
They probably do.
Because, there are people who want to F any of these people that they've lined up. Like, the huger, the fatter, the more the folds to fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there are people lining up for that. But there's also dudes who want to see a sexy chick with a gap between her thighs. You know what I mean? And why not have both?
Yeah, I agree.
Why not have
I agree, for sure.
You're going to have the keyhole or the mashed potatoes.
They should just sponsor a ton of Instagram models.
Are they just not doing skinny models anymore? That was like their whole thing.
Are they just adding
fat models? Because that's
I'd
cool.
I have to read it.
I heard like the UK like banned shit like that. You can't
new
advertise.
You can't advertise any type of sex. Sexiness.
Like with skinny people or
well,
something.
I guess my issue is
and
it's
they
got
to have a certain BMI to be in the fucking ad. No, I don't know.
It's almost unhealthier for you to. It kind of is to sponsor like people that are like anorexic. Essentially, a lot of these models are.
Well, Victoria's Secret may have motivated them to be anorexic.
I'm not trying to have
it. Didn't make
no, not like it.
It didn't make them. They were already looking to be recognized.
Absolutely.
That's why they came to the.
Absolutely, I mean, but I mean, in terms of like young women looking at it, it's like okay, that doesn't seem good for self esteem or mental health
at all.
Yeah.
Because you're not showing normal.
It's not so much that I have a problem with, like, like, you should still be able to, I don't know.
Listen, there's not.
It just fucks up young people. It does.
If a girl looks good or a guy looks good, you will look. I don't care if you're male or female. Mm-hmm. It's just the way we're designed.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
So have all of it there. You don't.
Yeah.
Just don't have the
there
obsessive.
There are people who
want to. Just don't have the obsessive.
But society pushes one thing or the other, right? Like
right. Don't make it so gross in one way where it's super skinny anorexic chicks, or super obese.
Well,
no more big pack and hog dudes either.
stop with that.
But it was a thing for so long because
five inches maximum with the ads.
For 3 minutes.
You ever see the boxer ads? Those dudes are they Photoshop those. Okay.
I think Joe Boxer's done a good job with both men and women. They have really highlighted camel toe.
Well, like for women, for women, they choose like 6 foot model, tall models because that's like that's the sample size, right? That's the type of clothes theoretically that everything looks the best on in terms of just flowing and like.
Because volleyball players look good in sport gear too.
Sure. Oh. Sure.
Those chicks are crazy.
We have pivoted the conversation to your sexual fantasies, and that's okay.
Skywalker is the horniest man in all of Pittsburgh.
I always been this way until I got
How often are you getting it?
Whenever I want.
Ew.
I'm married.
I feel like you
whenever you want. What do you mean?
That's like I feel like you and your wife are swingers. Are you guys swingers?
Yeah, you so are, dude.
No, we do not do that.
No?
We do not do that, but she's an amazing lady.
She's just horny all the time. Whenever you're
in our
your
sexual
needs.
Prime. This is how we met each other. You know what I mean?
And you're still in
She used to be my boss. Yeah, I dipped my pen in a little company ink, bro. And I'm telling you what,
that's illegal. You're not allowed to be in love with people if you have a professional relationship,
baby. It's still signing checks. Can I grab
a... Yeah, which one do you like?
What do you got?
A tea or a real tea or a highlight?
And now we're
so there's peach, strawberry, raspberry, lemon.
What's your drunk out story, dude? What's your first blackout?
My first blackout? It's not much of a story.
Well, how'd you get there? What was intentional?
I didn't even leave my house. I was just like, I'm going to black out tonight. And then I woke up the next morning.
And that was it?
That was it.
And you just drank all that JD. See, mine was Buddy Eric.
What was your first terrible experience with alcohol?
It was my first blackout.
Haven't met one yet.
My first?
Haven't met one.
His name was Thomas.
My buddy Eric had bought a house, and my brother was dating his sister. What was her name? It was like a horrible name. Like, it was Sheila. Yeah, that's what I remember.
Oh. And, we had a Sheila.
And I was just kidding. We were over there drinking. Me and Eric were cool. He pulled a gun on my brother eventually.
Because he was cool.
Because he was fucking his sister or something like that. No, Eric wanted to fuck Sheila. Sheila was a problem.
Okay. I was gonna say
we had to take Sheila down.
We had a Sheila.
We had to neutralize Sheila.
Everybody's got a beaver. Everybody's got a Sheila, and there is trouble.
No, you.
There are certain names. Though you're like, don't fuck with her. Do not Tiffany.
Nicole.
Do not fuck with a Tiffany.
Dusty.
Do not fuck with a Nicole.
Nicole's a good one too. There's a lot of Nicoles that ain't taking.
What's your name? TJ.
That was our high school.
No, thanks, TJ. I'm gonna be over here at the bar.
The notorious high school hoe we had. The leader, Dusty.
Dusty
something.
Dusty sounds
Dusty
like
Springfield.
Ugh. Hell yeah, something like
that. A Liv, if an Olivia goes by Liv, evil. Evil.
Well,
if a dude, if I realize this, if a dude has an unnecessary Y in his name, always a douchebag. Yeah. Almost always.
Yeah, if I had an extra
same with
Y
women who have
at
an I.
My name.
Yes. Yeah. Or like EIGH when it shouldn't be. You're like, why are you doing it? It's like, because you know, like your parents like pampered you and they're like, I hooked up with this guy named Justin, Justyn.
Why?
Why? No. Why?
His mother was like,
unnecessary.
Because I had you at a truck stop.
Jason, Jason. They're just dumb. They're just privileged
I
people.
I hit the wrong button. Sorry,
well, anyway, Scott. So we know Sheila was a problem. Yeah, and you twitched and dropped the vape.
So you.
Sorry for his fucking Tourette's, it, dude.
Yeah, it's like, get your condition under control.
Yeah, he's just gotten vulnerable about it. Now you're talking shit.
I think it might be half OCD, too.
Yeah, me too. Sure
you think so?
Oh, easy. Yeah,
well, the last thing you want to do is go to a doctor and find out.
Yeah, don't do that.
Tell me how you survived as an OCD homeless man. I want to hear these stories. I was like, you're not shitting in that fucking cardboard in that bush. You're shitting in this bush.
Did you hear about the homeless guy in LA that like dumped hot shit on some lady?
Oh my god.
All right.
This is like a year or two ago. This is a year or two ago.
That's badass.
Jesus, man.
She was like traumatized. This she like needed therapy for like a long time.
I have.
What
it.
Is hot shit?
I would, I don't know. I guess like I like collected his shit in a bucket. This homeless
basically,
guy.
Basically, you got to make water.
And it was just like warm in the LA sun.
You take water and you boil shit in it. You have shit water. And then you go,
wah! Oh, yeah, dude.
No. What was
like some random lady.
He fired in the hole.
He had a bucket.
Only
with
shit.
No, what I like, what I really like is the fact that she's complaining, but he's the one who had to fucking slave over a hot stove of shit.
Yeah, he's
for
the
45
victim.
Minutes.
He's the
right?
victim.
This guy doesn't even have a house, and he had to cook for her.
No.
dude, there was a guy boiling shit for about 20 minutes before this all happened.
It's true.
We have to
it's
remember
true.
That.
Well, I'm sure thinking maybe just in the sun. Like, it's LA, it's summertime.
He had no oven hood. It didn't smell good, I can tell you that.
Dude, I wonder if he did it up like Cake Boss, dude.
You know what I mean?
I'm just gonna get the shit, and then,
Yeah, it was actually a mud pie.
The fondant.
Like, whoop-pah! It was like right into her face.
Yeah. It was the shape of the guy, the thinker. It was the thinker of the guy.
You think he molded it like clay? You think he like sculpted it? That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
Honestly, art museums do weird shit. Like they that do. Could that could
well,
be something.
Last time you were telling me about people who do pictures or art with period blood.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They do. Yeah. I've it's like an aesthetic choice or whatever.
I mean, it's obviously weird for the sake of weird, as Mo said on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely it's like, see why.
It's FOMO. What's FOMO? weird for the sake of weird.
There was one time in an art gallery, somebody just put a chair there. And what they said was that like that a shaman came in and like blessed the air around the chair. So here's what I will say, right? Okay, hang on. Like,
air circulates. No big deal. Go ahead.
Sure. Absolutely. But people were coming in and reading the little card or whatever and thinking, oh, and they're like staring at the air and like, right, that's not art, right? The chair and that's bullshit. But what kind of is art is that this artist made people think differently plain old air that was just sitting there. And they're like, whoa, this is something mystical. It's, like, that artist did something to people's minds. Like,
we don't do
cool.
that enough either.
But is it art or is it just somebody having a good laugh?
That's the whole point. That's the art.
Is that the art?
No, I think the art is the fact that people would do this anyways.
It's like Andy Kaufman when he would do all those things that he would wrestle. He would wrestle women for him to watch the audience be so mad that he beat up a woman was his art.
Right. It's not the fact that, it's not the thing that you did, it's the reaction.
That's
it's not the thing you did.
It's
the reaction to the thing you did.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's cool. I don't know. I fuck with that.
I love that. And what I love is you know it's pure because there's no money to be made.
Right.
Well, in that case, in a gallery,
maybe?
they're figuring it out. They're
domestic violence
they
is art.
Listen, maintenance is considered cost of exhibit price, right?
Sure.
So if they're putting money, let's say they have a $125,000 maintenance budget. They're paying for the art at that point. Because that cleans the floor around it, wipes the chair, also preserves that. You got me thinking, what if you actually could leave your air somewhere?
People do it all the time.
Don't, you're thinking about farting someplace.
They're called balloons, dude. They're called balloons, dude. they're not old.
And now,
wait,
the ancient craft of balloonery.
I don't know. The air thing is funny. What is interesting is to watch people do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I like, it's one of the things, Shane Gillis, I don't know if you guys know who he is, but that's one thing he likes to do is human puppetry is what he likes to call it. And he
it's almost performance art.
Yeah.
Because you're watching the people around it.
Yeah. He walks into a situation and knows what trips people's triggers and then tries to get the person next to them to trip their trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So then he
can step back one step and watch the two of them fight and go.
And also, you know, he has knowledge about what's about to happen, so he can prepare things in ahead of time that he wants.
That foresight is amazing.
That's
what's
cool.
This guy's last name?
Shane Gillis.
You got to listen to
was this Trump
Secret
thing
podcast?
Good?
Oh, he's,
I don't watch
everything
sketch,
he does
good.
Is good. Everything he does is good. Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. That's so good. Okay. You got to listen to that. You ever listen to Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast?
No.
Shane Gillis? I figured you would because you listen to Cumtown. It's right up the same alley.
Oh, boy. Back to that blackout story, dude.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we've never got to it. Okay, so Sheila is what?
Sheila is the problem. Big problem.
Hang on, I'm taking notes. Sheila's a problem.
Sheila, problem. There's going to be a test, right?
Right.
We're going to do a little
Sheila equals
a quiz
problem.
After right the after the lecture.
So he buys this house in the middle of Brighton Heights off of Woods Run I Avenue, and it's back towards this park, Ducky Park. So there's an observatory up in Perrysville. So we used to snowboard from the top of that thing all the way down to his house.
Nice.
So we would get
That's
to Ducky
fun.
Park and just walk up to his house.
Nice.
So we used to do a little backwoods stuff. And it's fun because it's inner city. And we got to his house and we were ripping open these walls. And he's like, dude, let's go down in the basement and see what we can find.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric's a crazy dude, okay? He's only been out of jail for like maybe a month and a half.
How old are you?
He's driving a Firebird. I'm probably, I was about 17. Yeah, because I'd moved into my second apartment, which I was very proud of. Very proud of that moment.
because
the first one was nothing to be proud of.
Fucking deck. It had a deck you could piss off of.
That's great. Is nice. That's huge. Peeing outside. For a man, that's good.
You guys are so lucky. You have no idea.
I think if you had the right spindles, you could sit on the deck and hook your toes on the railing.
A Nimrod.
Dude, somebody in my college died from doing that. Like he was like pissing and like drunk and like leaning over or something. And yeah, for real.
I was just saying, there's got to be a way
for women.
Dead man
on campus.
Yeah.
Good movie as well.
It was like really sad.
You ever see it?
No.
Is that that's not your era.
No.
Dead man on campus.
Yeah,
homework.
I'm like 13.
That's homework.
There was a guy who jumped out of like a two-story apartment in our area, but he survived. He just hurt himself real good. He was just drunk and stupid. He was going to do some parkour. He thought he could jump from the balcony to like to the adjacent garage. And he did not make it.
Did he hit like chest face? Because those are my favorite.
You know what I mean? At the same time, dude. So it knocks the wind out of you and makes your face look.
The really bad thing about missing a gap is that it sends you into a spin. Because you know what I mean? Because you hit almost to where you're supposed to go. And then you bounce backwards and start going fucking cartwheeling. And you're like, ooh, goodness.
You got to say something cool like, I got your shoes, dude.
Wait, tell us the story. Sheila's a problem.
Sheila's a problem.
Yeah, that's right. Sheila.
We're in this basement, and we're ripping out these walls, and there's these...
And you're drinking and ripping?
Yeah, we had...
And you're 17?
We just had beer. Oh, yeah. I moved out when I was 15. I was go to work as
And you're already
as
doing
I could,
construction. Yeah, okay.
And fucking get out and party, dude. I was on my own. I was emancipated, dude.
So I can't imagine how stupid I would have been at 17. On my own.
Well, I still had to go see tutors. I was a little stupid. And then, so we're in this basement.
Could keep going.
We're ripping. No. Dude, everybody knows that. You know? I just did it. See? Stupid. But, so we're finding these bottles, and they just say, and it's embroidered on the glass, rum, tequila.
In the wall?
We find a whole bunch of bottles. They're wrapped in grass. They're wrapped in glass.
Like marijuana?
No, they were like, it would be like...
Is this like a prohibition like house or something?
What?
I'm thinking so.
Wow.
Dude, that's sick.
So we had no idea. This house is literally up a cobblestone road sitting on the hill, and you got to go up 26 steps to get there, right? Concrete steps, you know, with the good old fucking plumber's handrail.
Yep.
And
sewer pipe handrail.
Yeah. And we're like, what the fuck are these? So we just grab one. It's, it just says rum and tequila. We go upstairs and we take this Steel City shot glass. It's from the Steel City Phantom from Kennywood.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, so it's a roller coaster ride before they took out the loop. Well, so we got the shot. We have no idea. This is a double shot glass. We think it's a single shot. So we're half and halving a bottle that says this house was built in the 40s.
Yeah, I'm sure it was fucking moonshine, dude.
It was tequila and rum.
Well, you can make tequila under the moon.
It's set on.
I'm just saying.
The bottles.
Is that why they call it moonshine?
Yeah. Because you go out at night to tend to it because nobody will see the smoke of the still.
See, I like that. Education. But no, they said tequila and rum. And I knew they were rum because when you smell tequila, it literally smells like rotten. Like it smells like somebody marked territory. Tequila just takes the wind out of you.
It does.
Rum smells sweet.
No, man. Tequila's winning the sales.
No.
Tequila's the only upper.
Aggressive.
You're an idiot.
It's hard. It's not a good taste.
I like it in drinks, but it is.
I like it as a shot.
The smell is like, it smells like.
Right. Like if you had tequila over there, I could smell it type of thing.
I can do a shot of tequila, especially with training wheels, all night long, but I'm not.
If you're cracking a bottle in a house that's like.
What's a good tequila drink?
Margarita.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. That's a really good one. That's a really good one.
That's my go-to in a piece of tequila.
Dude, I've had a lot of fishbowl margaritas.
Fishbowls. Yeah. The shareable.
I've never seen you agree so much.
I'm usually a contrarian, but when somebody brings up margaritas.
I can't argue.
All right, so Sheila.
Problem. Major problem.
This bitch is in trouble.
Major problem.
There's stories about it.
These bottles. Blackout drunk story. Fast forward. Sheila's a problem. Right?
Give us the cliff notes.
Okay,
the cliff notes is
why are your stories 30 minutes long, dude?
They're not because we keep.
No,
going
no. This is fine. This is fine.
All right.
We
all right.
Have been done.
This
hours
is fine.
Ago.
But I need what I need is a cliff notes version to bring Blake up to speed.
Blake, here we go. Yes. Brother,
Sheila's
fucking Sheila.
Eric is a friend of mine, yes, fresh out of jail. Yeah. Eric wants to fuck Sheila, puts gun in Ferg's face. Okay, my
what?
Brother.
Whoa, yeah. Where did that come from? Wait,
that happened. That happened weeks after, gun. But it's just a funny story, right? So it's a high tension area, right?
Why can't everyone? Fuck
he buys
Sheila?
A house. Yeah.
This Sheila I want to be Sheila. This sounds yeah. great.
Sheila is a problem.
Bees. I couldn't tell you.
Sheila doesn't even look that good. Okay, like seriously, like.
Sheila, there's not a lot going she's on like in the
sloppy.
Town.
She was,
dude, yeah, she was
easily,
doing her shit.
easily the last dog in every Greyhound race. Okay, she looked hideous. She looked hideous.
Even
okay.
at 17, I feel like at 17.
My brother, yeah, that's tough. My brother's that's 18. Tough. I'm that's 17. Tough. I'm not interested.
How old's Sheila?
Sheila's probably my 36. Brother's age. She's not.
But she's a kid, so she's very five. Young. She's youthful. She's right. got the collagen yeah, yeah, yeah. in her right. face.
Eric is 23. Up and down. You know what I mean? Like
okay,
he's been,
and you're all up in a house breaking out walls and drinking.
And we find these bottles in these grass bags. So we start, well, not grass bags.
And all three like of you are there.
Just me and Eric. All of us are there. There's probably about 40 people there. But me and Eric are fucking adventurous and idiots. So we're like, we're ripping the house apart. He bought it. We're ripping the house apart. What can we find? You know what I mean? And we find probably, there's probably 200 bottles in the house, but we only take two upstairs. He ended up selling all this alcohol.
Why wouldn't you? And, what so else?
We could drink it.
Half, what, 200 bottles?
Half and half. Half and half. So half of the rum bottle, half of the tequila bottle. Mm-hmm. We each take
sounds like the worst idea.
Seven.
Yeah,
fucking heard of.
We're like, we're going to drink this shit. Let's
and
see
you're taking two shots each time, right? Because it's a double shot.
Yeah, but we think it's a single shot.
Right. Oh, that sounds just bad all the way
okay,
around.
So now you're drinking
double shots of half tequila, half
rum. Is there electricity take, in this house?
We take six shots each.
Oh,
we
I'm
take
gonna vomit.
Six shots each.
Which is probably, hey, honestly, at not. Least 10 shots because those are fucking
I go out
bathtub
to the,
booze.
He passes out on the couch. I go, dude, he's okay. fucked up. He's fucked up.
Yeah, you got leg right? meeting a face of
and
all
at
people.
This point, like, your throat's burning, but you're chasing.
Right.
You can't even breathe after these shots.
Oh, yeah. It's like Everclear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. We used to take shots college, at we used to take is... shots at Everclear I'll and just guys. Run around the block because there was so much heat or something. We're like, we're just gonna run.
Yeah.
Because
there were... poor college kid, absolutely. Absolutely. My friend used to horrific, he, that would dude. It was all he would drink, and he would put like half a shot in like a drink and ugh. Just we would be
a buddy of mine would only drink that and it was because he knew that he could not only drink it but he could
what
clean
the fuck
his bomb.
Is Everclear like 90% yeah.
it's
or
it's cleaning solution, dude.
It is
you
not,
can't buy it legally in New York. My friend went to Pennsylvania to buy it.
Yeah, he would use it to clean his bong. It would like literally
yeah.
emulsify.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's and rubbing alcohol
so
made out of corn.
He passes out on the couch and I decide, I'm like, I'm gonna go take a piss, dude. I'm like, that booze is weak, right?
Yeah.
I go outside. I'm standing at the top of those concrete steps.
Uh-huh.
And I go to pee and all I remember is fucking falling down the steps.
Ooh.
Ugh.
That was the blackout?
That
was
the blackout,
the
right? I woke up. On
I think you might have blacked out slash got a concussion.
I blacked out and woke up with like bruises all over my body on my mother's couch puking up clear liquid.
Oh my God.
I had no idea who she was.
Oh, wow.
I'm like looking at her. I'm like, what?
That makes sense. This not knowing what things are. Like, that's what blackout really probably is.
Dude, my mom.
Because you can't store information if you don't understand what's happening.
Right. Nope. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this, I didn't know who my mom was. Yeah, it makes sense. You're blacked out. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not storing information if you can't figure out who your mom is.
Right. Well, I was reading about this, it was a fictional novel about a girl who, like, basically, she took pills and had the same effect where she uh-huh. could be conscious. People could do stuff with her, but she was, like, blackout. Like, she'd wake up and be like, what the fuck just happened in the last 3 days? And I'm wondering, like, are you conscious if you black out, but you don't, you know what I mean? Like, how does that actually function?
I don't know, but like so much of my everyday life, I realize I'm on autopilot and really not really
right. This happens
present.
Even when you're fully conscious, right? Like, right. yeah, if you're driving home or whatever, you're not even noticing. You're like,
so
oh,
I can only imagine
now.
When you dose yourself up to that level, right. but it's just got to be pretty easy to just slip into not storing information mode.
You ever right, heard of scopolamine?
No,
what is
it's
that?
This shit.
Who has
it? Comes from the Datura plant. It's this crazy
the
Datura drug.
Plant.
It
was going to be my guess, but I didn't want to get ahead of him.
It has the Datura drug in it. They break it down to this shit called scopolamine. But it's this white powder, but basically they'll just throw it in someone's face and they'll breathe it in and this person will become like completely like just they'll listen to whatever you fucking say. So there'll be stories.
This is hocus pocus.
No, dude. Seriously, cuz the Datura is one of the craziest drugs on the planet, if you've never heard of it.
I want to write it down.
Yeah.
D-A-T-U-R-A.
Already
Datura.
Written.
But...
Is it, like, Spanish
so
in origin?
So people use this drug scopolamine. There's this there's like stories of like guys, they'll be like, I woke up and I had no furniture in my apartment, and I went down to the guy in the lobby, and he said, yeah, you came in with these guys and you just said you were unloading all your stuff, and you brought it out, you unloaded all
you
your...
You know this person?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just this...
This is a fairy tale you like, heard.
No, there's fucking... There's documentaries on this shit, scopolamine.
I can't believe
I've never heard... though, it's saying that it's literally poisonous.
Scopolamine?
Like,
yeah.
Scopolamine.
It's derived from a flower.
Well, here's what I'm curious about. Read the adverse reactions.
It's a delirium, basically.
Because
a delirium. That's an interesting word I've never heard before.
Are we talking about Datura or the other thing?
Both of them. It's like derived from the same plant, basically. It's like a,
it says,
you know,
likely unsafe and unsafe when taken by mouth. It contains chemicals that can be toxic. Side effects may include dry mouth, enlarged pupils, poor vision, trouble breathing, hallucinations, panic, death.
Completely lose your mind, but
yeah, because it's psychoactive.
Scopolamine, though. So it's you'll like pretty much listen to whatever people say.
It's like throwing cocaine in somebody's face, but instead it just makes them delirious. So like
if someone gave
like a powder,
they're gonna be like, "Yo, we're gonna load everything you have in the house here. We're gonna load it in this truck, and we're gonna drive away." And you'd be like, "Okay, I'll do that."
That makes
wild. I don't even remember.
Is
how
it like
we got
a truth
this.
Serum? Does it make you honest?
I mean, I don't know
probably.
I don't know what it's doing, but I like to make up what it's doing. And what I would like to make up is that you're so confused that you're agreeable. Does that make sense? Like, because people want to make a pattern and they want to make sense of things.
Especially like, when you're high, you're like, yeah whatever.
Yeah,
whatever you say. Like,
yeah, yeah. And like, especially if someone's speaking to you in a calm, collected manner, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd just be very impressionable. If you don't understand what's going on, your only survival mechanism is to fucking...
Yeah, sending messages over here. Blake's derailing the podcast. Is that what you're saying?
Is that what you just said?
He sent me a text from his wife.
No, you're talking about that plant, and I'm thinking, I want to blow some of this in this neighbor kid's face and tell him, you want to go home? You want to eat your macaroni and cheese, and you want to say
the fuck
out of my kid's bouncy house, you weirdo?
They don't know what you're talking about, dude. I'm the only one that read the text.
So my wife texts me, the neighbor kid wants to play in the bouncy house. Wants to play in the bouncy
house. But here's my thing.
Why do you have a fucking bouncy house?
Here's my thing. I think Blake was making a
rhetorical
comment.
Because they go with trailer parks,
Aaron. And you derailed it.
Who the fuck can afford a bouncy house who lives in a trailer?
I don't know what I was trying to say.
You need to settle down. It's not that big.
That's
do you live in a trailer?
Sounds like a lot of dates you've been on.
So cost efficient. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know you were
Yeah, but like space-wise, how is it?
Fuck yeah.
Space. No, it's great. You can hook it up to the truck and take it anywhere.
Why don't you have I'm a piece of trash material.
No. Dude, great space.
Who cares where you live? You were homeless.
Oh, man.
And I do material about how I'm a piece of trash. Exactly.
You don't understand how nice modular homes can be.
Dude, we decked it out.
Modular.
This guy puts on a deck. I don't care. It's fixed up now. We're good to go.
Dude,
it's nice.
You
got a deck?
We got two decks.
Shut the fuck up.
My kids
above
have
ground
power
pool?
Wheels, bro.
Boy!
Dude, we spend most of our money on leisure activity. Fuck all
that is
dumb
dope.
Shit.
Dude, yeah.
The trailer park has got to be one of the funnest childhoods. Like, I didn't grow up in a trailer park.
Because kids all around, right? My sister lives in a
But my cousins were in trailer park, and so we would get babysat over there in the trailer park. And, man, we would run up, and it was great.
Yeah.
Kids on bicycles everywhere. And slow traffic, 5 mile an hour.
5 mile an hour.
Fucking speed bumps everywhere.
Kids run that neighborhood.
Yeah, they do every... Yep,
and whether the parents like it or not, they got to deal with those kids.
Yeah, that's a good childhood.
It is really. And
then you have situations like this where a fucking 90-pound fucking kid who, like, he's slow autistic, so you don't want to fucking aggravate this kid.
Aww.
His brother's autistic. We're all a community of degenerates to some degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, she's like, he's pushing me. I'm like, honey, I think in my head, don't get mad at him. Just say, okay, I'm gonna walk you home now. Just change the subject.
Right.
You know?
He
can't be in the bouncy
house. He's a kid.
Or like, you say,
why can't this kid be in a bouncy house at the fucking bouncy house?
Just let him in the bouncy house. This ought to be fun to watch.
Yeah, why don't you want the kid in a bouncy
Why don't you want children in a bouncy house?
Because my wife is apparently really strict about weight restrictions.
This is Sky and his wife.
She's fat phobic.
Sky and his wife buy a bouncy house and stand around and tell kids no. That's... Like, how funny is that? Like, this is what we like. This is what we enjoy. We put up a...
You think you got money?
We throw out a bowl of candy and, like, a diabetes unit.
Go back to your fucking house.
Okay, but the moral of the story is, they have a bouncy house. Can I get in?
Yeah.
Can you? Will your wife let me in? That sounds dope.
How cool would it be to take a bouncy house and, like...
You ever bang your wife in the bouncy house?
Oh, shit! I banged on a trampoline once. That must... Bouncy house would be even better.
How come you fuckers won't go to the fucking Nerf thing at Pittsburgh Mills with me? You fucking
Nerf
pussies.
Thing?
I would. I saw that post you made. What? The other
wait, wait, wait.
Best first off, let's talk Nerf? About Sky's disgusting post that he puts okay. on Facebook okay. all let's the time.
What?
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's here's all this. I feel like doing.
Wait, what do you mean?
Listen, I...
Sky, he's the horniest guy in Pittsburgh comedy, I always say. He'll post...
Is that true?
He's not Bogdan?
Yes, dude. He posts these bikini-clad women on Facebook.
Oh, I see it. I see
what?
It.
My algorithm does not show me that.
It's because you snoozed
it's
me for
it's because you
days.
Muted Sky.
See...
You didn't mute Sky.
I misinterpreted what you're saying. I misinterpreted what you're saying. I thought you were saying like,
I don't
no,
see that.
He was actively
everybody's
horny.
Been
no, no, he's
just
a trad male. He's like the guy who had those
just
calendars with nudie chicks in his toolbox.
It's just if you get a giggle
calendar
out of it,
bikini
or,
shots
yeah, exactly,
and they're putting
exactly.
whipped cream on their titties. And
there's
Sky's
never
right.
that. The only
you're
thing
welcome.
I ever share is Playboy. If there's a swimsuit, because
you have taste.
Because, yeah, that's how
heavy
I learned.
Articles.
Elite pleasures.
That's how I didn't pop my cherry till I was 19. I learned it.
21, baby. You I see? Think Blake's got me beat.
25.
Yeah,
or
dude.
24.
Jesus, so. I bet you that was a quick
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not cool for 19, Sky. Yeah, we were harder up than you.
But, you know, I just do it because if it makes you laugh just a little bit or you're like, that motherfucker, you know what I mean? You're welcome.
So,
this is why
where,
you don't get booked,
where do you,
Sky.
Where,
people
so
think,
you're saying
wow,
there's
this guy is, he's just home jacking off.
I just feel the urge to irritate all the time. That's all.
You do. You're an antagonist.
I love, that's why I like the guy. I like to have a wrench thrown in things. You know
I like it. I like your antagonism because it's fun. Yeah. And it's.
Whatever happened to saying things because they're funny?
Yes.
Where did that go?
I like that. Yeah. I don't like
where
the type of antagonist
whatever
that
happened to not
things.
Meaning it.
Yeah.
I say stuff all the time. I don't mean it.
Yeah.
I don't mean it. Just fucking recognize that. You know, wasn't it funny that I said it, though?
What a silly goose I am.
No kidding, man.
I do things I don't mean.
That's the punchline. The punchline literally is, I don't mean it.
Yeah. Like, but yeah. It is weird having to spell that out, like, at comedy venues. You're
Like, isn't that why?
We're joking.
And they're like, I thought you guys were going to do a TED talk. And now I'm kind of
that's
mad.
That's what I used to say
you
when I
smashed
my car
into people.
Tell me
everything about yourself. Make me laugh, funny
I'm
man.
Just kidding.
Funny guy. Dude, I tell you what, dude. I've seen more female comics here than I've seen anywhere else that I've ever traveled to do open mic comedy.
There's pretty good females in Pittsburgh, yeah.
There's like New York is different, but I don't go to New York. I don't go to Philly.
Like we need to. We
like,
need to.
Also, like, is that really true, or were you just at like a couple mics in a city?
No, I'd be well. So I traveled
because like different girls. You know what I mean? Like there might be three mics, three girls at Scarpese's yesterday.
I would say that this equal or better than any scene I've gone to. And the scene I started was Omaha, which is maybe 6 months or whatever. But then I also
hit me
did a couple of open mics in Chicago, and I did a couple of.
Mm-hmm.
Open mics in, I believe, Boston.
I think Corey and those guys are going to Chicago soon.
Dude. Well, somebody's getting in trouble there.
You think so?
I'm so glad they're going.
Corey, Ian, Cuba, and then one of Cuba's friends.
Mark Holton. What? There's a ton of people going. I'm going to tell you right now.
What is it? That Mark's going?
Yeah. We should go at the exact same time and not
why
talk
did no
to
one tell me?
And not talk to them the whole time.
I'm not in with the crew.
You're not. You want to hang out with Ian?
Let's start
your second
crew.
Why not be a hitchhiker?
At the exact same time and not talk to them the whole time.
That would be awesome, actually.
At them from across the room.
You guys from out of town?
We're just in leather jackets snapping.
Yes. Yes. This is
wow,
what I'm talking about.
Fuck you guys. Fuck Corey.
There's no
dude, just
Corey.
Go. Dude, you can listen. I already
dude,
said
dude, you're
it.
Not in his top five.
I think this
fucking...
is largely Cuba and Ian's doing. So
you're not a big enough
friends,
fan.
Okay?
That's why you're not going. And then, you know.
Yeah, let's
do see
you
guys
how Sam Morril's material does in fucking
do you guys remember
Chicago.
Top five friends from MySpace?
Yeah.
I miss that.
I never had. I tried.
I want to rank people again.
How fun was that?
We need that. You know what? It's important.
I want people to know I'm judging them all the
like,
time.
But you
want
to make
get
it.
Get on your toes. Yeah.
Didn't make it. But, you know, we'll see.
We'll most, see next time.
Dude, I want to make month. Next year, I want to make a Pittsburgh Comedy March Madness bracket and just fucking just say who's better than who.
Like you fill it out the whole time.
Oh man, would that come down to a fist fight? We've already had one.
Henderson would win. We all know this.
I don't know.
In what?
If Blake's making it.
James J, baby.
What was the
James
question? J. I'm sorry. Never mind.
The March Madness Pittsburgh Comedy Bracket, baby.
Yeah, I don't know how the competition works, but
James Shea is so good that I don't even necessarily like love his humor. Like, it doesn't make me laugh, but he's so good.
He's good.
You know what I mean? Like, good. He's such a good writer. I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Listen, he's
Analytical mind.
He's so ignorantly clever. It's yeah. not even funny.
He's so clever.
He is.
It's his delivery. It's his delivery I don't love, but I'm like, it doesn't matter. He's still so good.
And dude, it's like between, you know, this cast, his cast, Shane's cast, and all these guys, the local guys, like, I'm only five behind, dude. The content's great. The content's great. There's so many fun people here.
Pittsburgh does have a good scene, and I wish that our podcast scene was more integrated. You know, like, all the podcasts I listen to, like, Bert Kreischer has his own podcast. Tom Segura and his wife has their own podcast, but it's not unusual for me to hear Bert Kreischer on Tom Segura's podcast. Mm-hmm. You know
well,
what
Bert
I mean?
And Tom have a podcast together, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
my wife loves
like,
your mom.
It's up to you, dude. You got to start this culture.
You're right.
Pittsburgh comedy
you're right.
podcast.
I
got to
start. I
got
to integrate them. I got to integrate them.
We're making the bracket.
Well, we really
guys.
Do have
we're
the round it. Table. I mean, as far as Pittsburgh. Podcasts go, we have the round table. Like
for
that's
sure.
that's our environment. And then yeah. there's other ones are more specific.
Stoochcast.
In their focus. Stoochcast is back
that's
up
you
and running,
talk
dude.
Exclusively
he
about
was
the
off
Penguins
the air for
and
a while.
Stoochcast is back up and running, dude.
I didn't know it went down.
Me either.
It was all right. It was, but now it's great.
What are you gonna do? once you get all settled in the new place, you're gonna what's going on there?
I don't know. I bought a mic. My friend Jesse here like months ago. He was like, I want to do a podcast. And I was like, I mean, okay. Like I would. And then he just kind of didn't get around to it. Like I got the mic and everything. So I don't know. I'm going to feel it out. See if who I like, who I think is
who's doing
dickhead.
Who's doing the logistics? Because you got to like, you know, start an account and all that stuff and distribute.
In terms of podcasting. So it ended up being like, he's just too flaky. I'm not doing it with that friend. But I don't know. In the future, who's to say? I'm gonna settle a little bit first. I'm definitely not going to like rush in anything with somebody I don't know.
Well, did you get the itinerary if you want to make comic scene?
Not yet. Okay. I'll hit up Screva and
did
see
you
what's...
You said yes. You bought the equipment. Is that correct?
I just bought a microphone. It's like $60. That's
okay.
It.
So yeah. You have a microphone, but no recorder.
Right.
Right.
Right. But there are, I mean, I looked into it. There are like definitely like online systems. I don't know. Podcasting, I think in general is like dumb because like who wants to listen to me talk of thing? No one. And that's okay.
I'm really glad that we have fun on our podcast, but honestly, the reason I'm here is to get better at broadcasting.
Yeah. Right. And I think that's the key. Like that's what
it's
my podcast with Andrew taught me. It was like, that was whatever. Like I got no viewers, but it's just like, taught me how to do this thing that I want to eventually. It's going to benefit me, you know?
Yeah.
It can't hurt you
it
to
would
have
be
this
nice
ability.
You're a ripper
do.
On that. That was funny. Yeah. That was a funny one.
Thanks. Yeah, so we'll see.
Andrew's pretty good.
I definitely want to get more into
that's
that
all
shit.
I was on one of the final episodes because it took so long to get on.
No, I keep
but I loved it.
Oh no! That
one
beer, that was
one earbud into the ground, dude. That's what I do. It's because like I'm on ladders all day and shit like that. I'm not gonna do up there and listen to this.
Soon.
I doubt it.
It's true.
Come on, baby.
Who's running the logistics?
Me and my buddy Larry. Yeah, my buddy Larry from
me
Oregon.
And my buddy Larry.
Podcasting.
I say, hey Larry, let's record. He says that's
it's gonna
a podcast,
be a crypto
right?
podcast.
Job's done.
Podcasts crypto. To me are like an exercise in narcissism because like. Stand up is too, right? Like, you go, like, nobody's up there that, like, hates them. I mean, maybe you do, but you still want the attention. You're still a narcissist. You still think, like, at least I do. Like, I'm like,
Who isn't a narcissist?
You want.
Right. So I feel like podcasting is, like, an extension of that. Like, it's like, oh, let's talk. Let me talk for an hour and people will care what I have
you're
to
say. You're
definitely
looking for acceptance.
For sure. For sure. And it is a really
you're like,
interesting
I think these
medium.
Things, is that okay? And people are like, hey.
I feel like you just have to get to, like, a really good level to make anything of it, type of thing. You know
I
what
like
I mean?
It because you can gain a lot of knowledge about a human being.
You can learn a lot, for sure.
Oh, it's
from somebody you don't know.
For sure.
And then it's whatever happened to just gut. Having a giggle with people you get along with, I think
I like
what
to
it's,
just
it's
true.
It's kind of really
that the tragic things in my life are going to be something positive.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, your podcast would kill.
Like, whenever I'm that like fucking fun. Washing dishes 8 hours a day, I'm like, is it going to contribute to that great dishwashing material? This is all just, you know, building you, up to that.
And you just telling people you want to blackout. I'm going to blackout. I'm going to blackout. That's so forward. You do it.
You've got a show coming up, don't you?
I must feel like I have to live a shitty
Captain
life.
Captain McRoasty over there speaking of narcissism.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, roll ass.
Johnny Smith?
Yeah, Johnny
that'll
Smith.
Be a good matchup, dude. That's kind of two Pittsburgh Titans right there.
Yeah, I like, not Titans.
Yeah, we're going to call you Titans.
You know what I mean? But. Yeah, that'll be a good one because me and him know how to get angry at each other.
Yeah.
We bark at
each other. I've seen Corey and Johnny, like it felt like one of the, you know, when dogs, like, it felt like that between Corey and Johnny.
No,
like, Corey made fun of him, Johnny came back at him, and it was like,
Johnny's
like
good at
off.
Forgiving, though.
Johnny's a sweet guy.
Yeah,
I really like Johnny.
He's very good at forgiving.
I think we need to like start our own Pittsburgh roast competition. Because
we're just, yeah, this these sucks. Why are you letting Brad Wiggler do this? Stupid.
We need like a fucking
because nobody here in Pittsburgh has fucking stepped up and did it. So we need
let Corey do it.
Corey versus Johnny. Trevor listen versus to you. Fucking
let someone
Sky.
Else do it.
Well, let a Pittsburgh comic who knows the comic scene instead of just pairing up randoms against each other. Yeah. You know
Logan
what I mean?
Logan versus Hillary. All kinds of great
things. Yo! That would be dope.
Unreal, dude. Unreal.
That's what I mean. I want somebody who knows the comic.
That's insane.
Yes.
That can start drama. That's what I want.
Well, then if that's going to happen, headgear. Because I'm going to tell you right now, somebody's going to take a swing.
I don't think so.
Oh,
those two guys?
They're
come on.
Bitches. All of them.
No, at some point, the line will be crossed. Yeah. Because you go deep on
you
somebody.
Grew up in a different neighborhood than they did.
There's not nobody here that you haven't had a weak moment with and totally opened up to. So at some point that gets used against you because we are assholes to each other. It's just the way it works.
Sure.
Whether you hate the comic and you love the material or the material, hate the comic. We were shitting that in the driveway, right? So it's just one of those things. We pay the hobby cost and that comes at an emotional cost. So
yeah.
At some point, you're going to eat some shit because you've been vulnerable to some asshole on the scene.
I thought you were just talking shit, but I'm like, oh, that's some real shit.
It's deep. It's
just
simple because you're like, dude, remember that time I was like fucking crying because I had that bad set and we smoked all that weed and I took three hits of acid with you. And then that night, that person remembers. You don't, and that gets used against you. It just works like that.
Yeah.
And
you come up with some weird fucks because that didn't happen to me ever.
No.
No one ever.
You ever get shit on so hard you fall in love with a person like I needed that
about
in my life.
Who I divulge in, I guess, but.
There are definitely comics that I've become friends with or whatever just because they like said something kind to me when I wasn't feeling well and I was like, wow, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, but they didn't use it against you later. Isn't that what you're talking
about?
But
I think he's saying we always have it in our back pocket, like in the back of our minds, if we're doing a roast where we can just like
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And that line will be crossed. And
like if Andrew did a roast against me, I would like he knows so much garbage about me. I would love to roast him, but like after it would be we'd have to repair the friendship a bit.
Right,
would,
There'd be a few days off. After.
Right. Yes. There'd be time apart.
Somebody's. Yeah. Boast and bail.
Fucking A.
Yeah, so we got the roast, and then tomorrow I'll host the Parkway. So get your fucking...
Come to the Tony Dale.
That doesn't matter because this podcast isn't going to be out for 12 days.
Every Friday.
No. It'll be out. It'll be out tomorrow, hopefully. The point being is, you've got a show Saturday, right?
I have a show tomorrow.
Oh, my God. You guys are doing... 15
minutes tomorrow of material that I hate. I hate all my material, but I gotta do 15 minutes.
All right, well, if anyone is around, go.
I want to quit, dude. I'm
go
real close.
Do not say shit like that,
dude. Go see these from being homeless to fucking becoming a hitchhiker to travel with Mark and Corey to Chicago to come in the brush.
A failed open mic comic is more depressing than any other title.
Than one who made it, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, you went from being homeless to managing your own crypto hedge fund.
Hell yeah. Losing tons.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
We're only down.
Come on, guy.
All right.
Oh,
listen.
Those are the two shows.
You hosted last week, didn't you? You hosted Brush Creek last week.
In
right?
the very unlikely account that someone from Pittsburgh listens to this tomorrow, you got a show on Saturday. We're
hosting a mic Friday. Be there. It's at 8:00. It's at Parkway Theater. It's on Broadway. I don't know the correct address because I usually
Parkway Theater. Just Google it.
That's what it is.
Pittsburgh.
And film
use your fucking head. You know what I mean? And then Saturday, I'm going to roast the shit out of Johnny Smith, and it'll just be another fat white guy that doesn't come to the mic anymore.
It's That's great when two white people down. Can pick on each other.
I miss you guys. Brad, Dale, come back to the fucking mic, dude.
They don't come because of you?
I don't know, but I'm guessing.
Love it. Love it.
Little shot there.
Blake, you have a show tomorrow?
I do.
Where
this
at?
Will not be out before my show tomorrow.
How do you know that?
Arsenal Cider House in Dormont.
Yeah, baby.
I'm going to bomb for 15 minutes, baby.
Woo! Yeah, buddy.
Hell yeah.
So that's worse than being homeless. Got it.
And I believe they can see me and you tonight at Brush Creek if they make they hurry up and get
yes,
there.
Yes, sir. Next 20 minutes. You got
it. Let's get going.
You got it.
All right,
it.
Guys. Thanks for coming. Wonderful
thanks
episode.
Thanks for having us.
In and out. Pretty good one. Pretty good one. Blake's always got some crazy stories, you know what I mean? It's fun to elaborate on them, that's for sure. Anyway, if you probably heard, you were paying attention, and if you are listening to this the day it's released, Sky's got a roast tonight, so head down to Parkway Theater here in Pittsburgh, Yins Burgers, Jagoffs, Yins Jagoffs. I'm still working on my Pittsburghese. But regardless, good luck to you, Sky. Versus Johnny Smith. Two local titans. We'll see who's the bigger asshole. But that's not really the goal, is it? It's the funnier asshole. Anyway, Parkway Theater in McKeesport. Rocks. McKees Rocks. Two different places. Why are these McKees all over the place? These McKees must have been really important people. Anyway, thank you for listening. Sky wanted me to put on DMX, so if I'm being honest, never been a huge DMX guy. Loved the, was it Rough Riders? The stop, drop, shut them down, open up, chop. That was classy. That was fun. And plus I'm a motorcycle guy, so that was great when the song came out. But what I decided to grab was today's off his 1999 album titled And There Was X. And Then There Was X. I'm sorry. The song that made DMX famous. Party Up. I didn't even know that was the name of this song. Let's see. What would I think it was? If somebody would have asked me to guess what the name of the song is, I think I would have went with Up In Here. Anyway, I just remember when the song came out, I thought it was hilarious. I'd first never heard anybody say Up In Here after something. I was just a young man in 1999. I was young, an old boy. I'm not sure either. Either way, the song is ridiculous. It is Party It Up by DMX off of his album And Then There Was X. Enjoy.
To you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your man that been to jail before. Suck my dick, and all them upper cats you run with, get done with, dumb quick. How the fuck you gonna approach the dog or some bum shit? I then go to gun click. Now I'm one one shit, all over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? And niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him. I explain, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. Shit, a nigga tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft for the brain. Cause niggas still want the fame off the name. First of all, you ain't rap long enough to be fucking with me. Strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite. Should I smack him with my dick in the mic? Y'all niggas characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? It's out of all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody know. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining over foot that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fucking up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all from the shrimp or the hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rings, the heaviest curse the head. No more talk, put him in the dirt instead. You keep walking, unless you trying to end up red. If I end up dead, I end up dead. Did you just soft type nigga? Fake up north type nigga. Push like a soft white nigga. Dog is the dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker than slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we run out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody burn out, send in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out. Nigga running his mouth, I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, your ass is about to
be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fishing. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here.
Catch Me Outside Girl just bite DMX material?